Broadcasting live, it's Dan Thorpe. Grab yourself from a beverage and get ready to run. And now, here's the fourth. It's Dan Panther.
The Panther Danville behind school for this Friday night matchup against the Steers. I'm Mark Cantor, along with Vaughn Mitchell. And Vaughn Mitchell is the tonight to 47. I mean, we can't say much else about it. Toward the end of the passing, just got timeout at the end and just fell up a little bit. I think they'll take things. Was very pleased with their performance last night. We'll hear from him in just a minute. Aspen comes in. You're beating. Excuse me, Muffin. 60-54 in Delta. The rest of the season when Delta traveled to and beat the Skid. That was about a month ago. Both teams kind of riding high right now. Delta with their big win last night, and we'll see how. So we'll take a break and. The interview I had with Rob A. You're listening to Delta Panthers.
Local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. You can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Well, it's 748. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Take on Maine and Delta is greeting you in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Our sushi menu and try and live every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Check on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Maine. A&M Creations on Maine, voted 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at Repeat in Delta. Let the creation to the dining experience.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since they offer a wide variety of more, virtually anything you'll ever brand maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, Steel. Delta at 120 River Drive truly is your stop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful.
You talked about this team going into the postseason, and I thought I played to doing that last night.
I feel happy. It just felt like we were starting to gather a little momentum to carry us through the last little time.
That was tough last night. Being into foul trouble early, but the Bulls stayed the course, played their game. It was proud.
We made an excuse about, but we didn't. We just offensively, especially in the second half, it just felt well. We started to become an offensive-minded team.
So because of foul trouble, you relied quite a bit tonight. Clayton Cryer was minutes. What are your thoughts about the bench last night?
And even Jordan, too big. I mean, those 10 guys, we trust every single one of them.
So tonight it's after a month ago at since then, their only loss coming at Steamboat. They're probably into this game with success, and we're coming off that big game last night. What are your thoughts on how our boys are going to handle business tonight?
Well, we're going to have to play them. They are a good, and they're young. Age right before our very eyes. So we're going to have to play very good basketball to get them.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dream? Style is rustic, tradition, and we can help make it. We have hundreds of options and colors style to satisfy every in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Walk in a room and take a look at what Delta Cabinet can be. We are located at Industrial Boulevard in Delta. Website at company.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family owned newspaper, providing quality news stuff for free. Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers, and they want to hear from you. You can even write about the Independent. You can also check out all the reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch by visiting the website or calling 970-4421. The Delta County Independent.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students together we'll work to create an environment that will include all, so every student at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you can't like what you put into it, so stay away from drugs and alcohol. County School District, sharing challenges every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust us compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care and being there even through the end of life moments. The reason why people choose is a measured treatment that we can be a part of, and the reasons why I'm here. To see more reasons why our employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.com, a countywide healthcare system.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Ron, you know, before we get to the tonight, I just wanted to again how we got involved last night when you know Easton and Eric Baird kind of got in the foul trouble early. The rest of the bench stepped up, and you know, as Rob talked about in his interview, Titan Fryer, Lance Ford, Jordan Frazier, they all went up into their roles.
Right. Well, the big thing with Eric Baird last night, really, getting a start, a rare one for him, but he had 16. He's leading the Panthers right now in field goal percentage at 53%. They got Tucker Jay back tonight. He's averaging 13.5 a game, and this should be a good one. Aspen's 12-6, four league, right in the middle there with Basalt and... I have here. We've got one more in the mix. Winston is 6-3, Aspen 6-4. So, Steamboat's leading the league at 10. We've got to get this one. But overall, we're kind of in that second.
And we're going to take a quick pause for the national. The national anthem powering through the job by that young man. So, take a look at the lineups for starting with number one, Shea Heim. Number five, Clayton Cryer. Number 11, Jordan Frazier. Number 20, number 20 starters for the Panthers. Number 4, Brett Leho. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 10, Johnson. Being out. For the Steers, players, number 2, Will Jones. Number 10, Tanner Benson. Number 12, number 14, Cisco Clavin. Starters for Aspen, Giorgio Seaman. Number 5, Josh Ford. Look heard at number 22, Tommy Francesi. Francesi, starter. He can play her back from last year.
He's a 10th grader, right? They're a pretty good player. Over to grab.
Tapper.
Not a 2-3 shooter, but.
Delta established themselves a solid lead and really never gave it up. It looks actually really good against. Delta. Now, let's do it quickly. At least we got a road trip ahead.
They're not saying much, but to play a non-leaguer last night and then to have back-to-back league games at this time of the year is a pretty tough little piece of man, it's all coming the next 2 weeks, so I'm just not those three teams that are right in the middle there. Coleridge asking with this, if we can beat these guys tonight, we're right in the thick of it for the Steamboat's got to.
And then it's rebound. And then the next thing. One thing at a time.
Okay.
And then repeat. Easton Bear here with a kind of cough again. Delta Leho. We left. Delta Aspen.
Aspen. Easton.
Rebound. He's gonna take it all the way and score on the layup.
A little too easy. We gotta stop off better than that, boys.
Play across the time stripe. At the top, Johnson back to Clay. They work it into Chuck in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Looking into the left corner, right corner, and Garcia.
Ouch. Didn't want to start like that. Spot number. Aspen did win the state title last year, so they got a little bit of kind of winning.
Get a bucket. Eric Bear is in the game. Tucker ends up with it in the right corner for a three.
Assist from Landon Clay. Good second in that three ball. Delta extends to one on a pipeline because they're still on both.
Yeah, this is a three and a
yeah, I can start to. Well, that makes Delta really big. Up to a wing position defense. Actually, offensively as well, it's going to get Tuck on the perimeter a little bit. Not as much, but this might help him get some more perimeter game. He's on a
We got to carry on Brent Laho. Panthers. Anyway, it's got to click out right now. He's a little bit prepared to Tuck, but Tuck is stronger than most kids. It's big, big in this lineup with the Bear Brothers down low. Garcia with the bat. Scouts against Kevin Blessful. Demon. Directing traffic back over to Garcia. Francesi, left corner, and Seaman. Now Garcia. Knocked away by Stubb. That's Bird. The fadeaway jumper, no good. At the other end, lay it. Up. The score is 5 with Rutherford.
That's what we call cherry picking. Brett was waiting at the Distant to Eric Baer in the middle.
Baer a little play in there, and Delta big time.
With this one as well. Okay. Good block on Landon Clay up there.
So sitting here watching the JV game prior to this, the same thing was questionable, weird statement, but it's the same crew here for the varsity game, so we'll just have to see how that Seaman, to me, to Francesi, who was cutting, and the score's tied at 7.
Knew he took him right there, so staying out of foul trouble so far. In fact, just got one on the...
Yeah, that's not... I had 2 at this point in the game, so.
He had 2 exactly inside that first minute.
I had some covers. He had 4 in the first half, so. Wasn't a good night for him. Player drops the team, out of touch. Johnson over to Clay. In the paint there. He tried to underneath the brother and
shoot that. You get that ball to that 6 feet deep. He tried to bounce past it. Sure. Shoot.
They called it travel on
him. No, they called it kick. Kick ball on Aston.
This ball's going to be knocked into the backcourt by the Spears, but let it down. Put a little stutter step, drives.
Travel.
But
that's his second. There's a good matchup here, Mark. You're planning, so there's a little bit more. You got the down low.
Seaman. In the paint. Get Belt against the back.
Nice steal, Tucker. Landon Clay fired it over Tucker's head for another turnover. Aspen ball. 7-7, 3:36 left in the first. Tuck with the...
I'm not sure what it was yesterday, but... I threw it, whatever it is. Ryan Bynum into the game now for Duck. Free for Garcia. Yeah. I would get to Seaman.
Got the end. One play. Aaron Baer.
Aspen on the free throw line. Aspen Baer decided as well and have him. He's having a little fun out there at the street. Now, runner, no. Rebound, Aspen. Go back the other direction. Dishes it out to Garcia. And he'll get it to fall. Panthers down by 5 again. 7, 2:50 left in the first. for two after he misses that. Sounds like we're having a little technical the culprit here, so let's end with what we got. He's missed the first, and Johnson will check back. He's going to catch his breath.
This is the earlier season. Here, he's got the second one. So he's got one on the night. Strike. Delta with their previous league games in now. Franceschi, man, he's all
can't get all the layup. About to bite him with the basketball around. That's good. And Delta's back with it.
My heartbeat. And
Hurd. They work it in to see. Back out to Hurd. On the left four.
Answer.
Time out. And ask time. So we will take a quick break. You're listening to Delta on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has a wide array of parts and services. That is done by their competition facility, along with the equipment. So whether it's both or production parts, that's the best. But good service. Dowdy Steel and Machine. Then what? Call today at 874-7518. That's the machine with the expertise.
Here in the 15-11 half.
Yeah. A little bit here, but pass them at half court.
Bynum.
He's got to stop. Marcy, he's got to jump.
1:52 left in the. Clayton Cryer will check in. Brett Leho will have a seat. Garcia across the time stretch against the screen. Nelfren shows it. Oh. And then gets the bucket.
You let them drive the baseline right there, shoot a layup, and guy, he might doesn't have a one tonight.
Cryer.
These are your last
play in the lane, and he's
they're building the wall. Okay, smart. Our guy's just got to stop and shoot a little jumper. Jump, stop, jumper.
It's a basketball for
Aspen Run. Against the, but I'm telling you, that's kind of a unique.
French. American season. Landon.
Landon's got two fouls, so that's going to have to see. Get some time out of him tonight. Point him now.
Time slot. Tucker with the jumper. It's good.
Like he's got five on the night so far.
Garcia dribbles into traffic and he's going to travel.
These officials don't like a jump stop. Ball goes high. Stop. They called it. And that's not a drop.
Bynum. Sutter. Cryer. Over the back. Bynum on the right. To stop. Time. Left side. Down. Stop it. looking for his turns. Now, it's a bear. I'm fine for two. Our company three.
He could make the line tonight. He's 50%. There he goes.
Well, 3-point advantage. One's no good. Rebound by Holloway.
I think Coach was going to press a little bit there if he'd have made that. Problem. Throw.
That jumper, 3-ball, no. It's a bounce. No, it's going to be.
Available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by CZ2 and Delta. It's driven by you.
When you Delta, modern appliances and electronics, just ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Now, professional installations and easy finance. Delta, or give them modern appliance company sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Start of the second quarter in high school. Mitchell here with you. Aspen with possession. Garcia, this is the franchise at the top now. They work it inside the ceiling in the lane kick.
Travel. Turnover, Delta's game. So not a ton. I mean, they're team shooting it at a great clip. Either.
Breyer brings it up. They try to work it in. On two shots. Jumper turnaround, no good. Nice. Ah.
The Easton Bear for an over the one. Just by Scott Free right now. No foul for Easton. That's nice. And it claims a little foul trouble.
Okay. Find him. Up top. Dryer just inside the arc. Now Heim on the arm guard. Exactly. Delta subs back in.
Keeping the guards fresh.
Back on the floor.
Nice. Like the play. Pull up. On a pair. The three and Ole Eric chase down the offensive rebound. You got it, Mark.
Duck in the lane. Good and travel. They're pretty generous. Traveling calls.
Yes. So Delta playing some pretty good. Not really matching. It's like a tandem 2-3.
An A-line runs into a
Bear Brothers. Bear Wall.
Yeah. Got to Franchese. Yeah. Now back, he loses the ball, picks it up, and now gives it off to Leo. Up across the top to Leo. Leo drives, goes out to back, gets out, but Aspen's going to pick it up at Holloway. He'll be on the left side. It's and Benson, Ben Garcia jumps stop in the lane, kicks it out to Francesco. Now Benson again, and a jump
ball. They call it jump ball.
Wow. They're going to get some rest as Jordan Frazier checks in. As Rob said in the interview, just a couple of just last night. Hey, this is to Leo. Leo, man.
That's just my desk. Won't pull that thing right-handed. One playing. Get
one advantage for the 16. 5:50 left in the half. On the now they work it into the lane. That one knocked away, but oh, she's going to call.
With that. Wow.
Come back. And this one's going to go into the
backcourt. That's not the right call. No backcourt on an inbound play. We're having a skill piece.
Gil, back in his
considered it touched in the front court, right?
That was
had to be possessed.
Yeah, it's Rejo in the lane, jump stop, turn around, fade away, no good. And Eric Baird just cannot get to the basketball. He was being talked about by Herd, by the way.
It was. It'd be nice to see Eric hit some of those. That's nice.
Oh, well. Ball gets it back.
Gets the runner. And it lay starting the whole court. I count on that around like a six. That's a little more discipline than that.
Drop. Now Chuck Johnson, no good. He's out. Oh, it's going to go out of bounds off Frazier. Couldn't gather. Five here and a half. Still a one-point advantage for Aspen. Here, Norman Hurd. Hurd scored. They get into the frame, Chesney underneath the, her, you call?
I think it should be on Leho from the, okay.
Toward the inbound. They go underneath. Another jump ball is heard. Filled up with air class possession. Back into the game, Tucker Johnson. Play. This is Leho. Now Frazier at the top. Leho, Leho. And I will also take a break. Delta Panthers Sports. Online.
Then the store brand then right. The nine stories creative and we make this for just getting started. We make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. Level production businesses for years. And we can help brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. At Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther.
Hector. Mark. Vaughn Mitchell. 4.5. The first half of play, actually. 16. Harris there.
A lot. Back screen for Eric Bear from a half court inbound. Throwing it at the corner of the board. So far, we have not been accurate with the pass. However, so I'd look for Easton Bear back into the game quarter, right side and Lejo. Now they bounce it off of Francesi. He gets the ball.
Still going to be.
That's going to be on Eric. I see from the bucket. You don't like to see him get in. You don't want to see him get perimeter like that. I mean, it's just a transition.
Well, we're outside it. Jesse can score. Still, you're absolutely correct.
Delta, yeah, there, but they've built a little wall that's really tough.
Eight. Right. From the Saturday.
Okay. I know, Matt.
He shows me the inbound. Beats the guard to the left. Out in the lane. Sticks it over to
Easy. Go.
Porter. I think Lejo kicks it out to Brett on the left side. Now Porter at the top. Lance. To Lejo. Brett. Stop. Now he's going to drive.
It's got to be over the back. Three. Grasping.
Garcia over to Francesi on the left side. That shot's blocked by the basketball. Fights for it. Play. Right. I wasn't looking and the ball went out.
Oh, they got to take care of that possession. Third turnover. He's going to have. Trying to make Delta's down four. With three. Second quarter.
Back in the game for the Panthers as Garcia will bring it across the time stripe for the Skiers. This is the game. It's the ball now Seaman in the lane. And I'm going to say travel in the Goose is Dave.
I'm glad to see because
they're called. Play. Gets it to Cryer. Johnson in the lane, no good.
At a point. Oh, Eric Dirk. Got it stripped. Good offensive rebound by Eric, but he brought it down.
All right. 240. Absolutely. Just across the time stripe. Hit the forward, now back to Garcia. He gets the screen.
On the floor right now.
And now, it's going to be Garcia from the good. It's back up. Garcia's score. He's starting to build a little bit of a lead.
That's one of the best. That's ball right there off an offensive rebound, a repositioning three. And that's what they got.
Dreyer decided he's going to be fouled.
Foul on Aspen.
Two minutes left in the half. Four half. 20 advantage. Up 16. Up it in now. Johnson on the right corner. Excited to work. Eric, it worked. In the lane, and he's packed. It's going to be Easton Bear with the foul.
Yeah, he's Eric has got to get both hands up to catch that basketball, not just one hand. Palm it like Brace Indiana. He needs to get catch it and get it to his chin. Help his guard.
Ford makes the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Yeah, I wasn't looking for this, Mark.
This is Chris Dyer, back to Price. I'm on the bear, Easton. Easton Dyer. Easton was good. Rebound
by 26.
And Shenzi back in the game. He's a three.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
I doubt that. Down by 11.
It's not a 10 bunch. Going to increase their lead. You know, stuff to the game plan, able to fall. But into it.
That's a good timeout by Chris. I'll have to break this up a little bit. 16, we're just too much, Mark. We've got turnovers here in the ball game. That's minus two on the turnover margin. 16 points in the half, they've got more. Some offensive stick back to Eric. Only two in last night. By now, he had six or eight, and that was the difference.
Yeah.
You know, seeing some production from him, because it's few and far between here tonight.
Want to see, you know, well, they go, and as you said last night, the three ball's ready. I don't put you back in the game.
Well, or just bang, bang. At the end of the first and beginning of the second. But they got Tuck on the wing out here. He,
I think, fire out in front to Clay all by himself. And it's good. One, yeah, and Lefty. Franchezzi trapped out and gets out of it. In the cement. Trapped. But it's rebound to Eric.
That's a massive rebound.
Up ahead to Easton Bear. Bear tries to back his way in on him. And for a card. Unbelievable.
He's
backing his way in. And he called for...
Wow.
And Francesco will bring it up for Aspen. To Garcia.
Aspen running this four high set. This guy, three guard. Nobody. Gonna pay. Take a look, Mr. Official.
They work it in the line. He's in the lane. So his baseline, he's gonna travel. Nope. They call it foul.
Called an offensive. Oh. I feel like they're trying to level with each other as if they're disagreeing themselves on the floor. 6 seconds left. Uh-oh. Turnover.
Parents on buzzer, nowhere close. And Fred Chesney is slow to get off the court here at halftime. We'll take them. Coming up here at halftime, we're going to help the Panthers face. You're with Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place? Paper Surf. Surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance.
Yep.
And that place is Deal. Dreyer is your go-to agent in Delta. So stop shopping around. Hey, or have you? 870-874-80 for your service. Great. State neighbors, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will be subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
On how last season ended with the loss in regionals to Sterling. What are your season coming up?
I think the biggest thing is, you know,
you know, we competed for 5 innings, actually. About 5 1/3. You know, we competed. Ended up being a one. Some of the messages we're going to have with our guys is that, you know, we're that close. And you look back to 2 years for Lutheran, it's the deal, you know. I mean, even that game, we were 5-3 in the fifth inning, and we ended up losing 9-3. And that was a team and out from starting. Kind of the same story last year in terms of our youth. You know, we're excited. And numbers a couple weeks ago, you know, and so forth. We're starting to where we were, you know, 3-4 years ago when we were at the top of the league. And we're excited about this crew. And we just use teams like that as motivators, and pretty glad face in everybody's mouth. And I think on their shoulders.
Good. So, about our team that is the free graduation last year, who do we have back for the?
Yeah, I mean, we only lost this year. We've got a real good group of juniors and seniors and some sophomores coming back. Small conference. You know, Lana Clay, Sprout, Workman, Rylan Bynum, we're excited for him to get a full season, you know, because last year, you know, it was with some with him. You know, we're excited to see, back after the knee injury. And, Logan Clay, he's been kind of injury bug the last couple seasons. You know, but I think he's going to have a big year. We think he's going to have some confidence. Those two, you know, they're integral parts. And the challenge for us this year is going to be finding, you know, time to get everybody quality innings. And what's going to make us better? We legitimately that are very, very and exciting thing of the challenges. But I would rather again because we don't have talented in us. So,
what are we looking at?
Pitching wise, we have his Sprout, he was kind of our dude last year. You know, so Chase this year. We're working really hard, you know, in the off season. Yeah. With baseball. You know, so that's gonna be, again, Tyree and then Manifestra of those two didn't even have to use last year, you know, getting back to play. And, so that's going to be good. And then, you know, we've got those young arms with, Rick Lockhart and, Joe Black. And it's going to be a threat. You know, could possibly see some varsity signs landing. Good strong arm. You know? I think in a lot of people's mind, it's not. Is because he's been putting his time in as a catcher, you know, with Brendan Barrett, you know, with him catching the last 2 years, him and Luke Berhard, Logan Clay, being cleared to catch, so that's going to be nice having a 1-2 punch back. And Clayton Cryer is another one that could see some time.
So, cycle this. That always needs tweaks to leading our league. It's still a 3A Russian Sport League, but now there are a few teams in the bunch that weren't there. Tell me a little bit about that.
So basically we bring Cedar Rush into one. About those teams, they compete. They have good athletes. And
Pretty young, last year, so was away. Some good athletes. I think away that has a good young crew coming in. So they're going to be competitive. And, you know, the thing we learned coming in, was this group. Don't take anybody light. You've got to respect everybody that's on your schedule. And, especially, there's a lot of, teams in this, like the Salt and Colt, Moffitt County, always tough. They're going to compete. They're going to play hard. And, you know, we're first another one. And Marty Matson does a great job with that program. And it's the way we do our uncle, I think it all the play at the Sherman Conference. And that's, and be at the top of our league, we also play at a level.
I would talk on the schedule, but I asked, looking at what I've seen on Mass Prep so far, he said it's a tough, it's top 3A teams, it's top 4A teams, that we're playing, Kemper and University of the League, Ultra Brothers Tournament, Strasburg's on there, and they're always a tough year behind the teams in our schedule.
Yeah, so the way we look at things, because of the area it's comprised, we have some teams, compete, but challenge. And, you're in issue. And going like with the basketball format with RPI,
right?
RPI matters.
Same way with football. I think they're going that way, kind of across the board.
I think that's because with just RPI, you the opponent play. And that will hurt you over time where factors that our non-conference schedule, I'm guessing at the top 5. Non-conference.
Oh, by far, yeah, absolutely. I look forward to the season as always. Julia.
Therapeutic touch. He has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. How to make an 839. Gift certificates are available. 2939 for sunflower.
You're listening to Delta.
Starts the second. I'm going to have possession. And started by Coach Wayne. So I'm excited for the second. Gears, now to Ford from Colter, no good. Podcast is passed. I'm going to call it. Truck took that. That's a horrible call. Ran back down. That's what they're going to need. Just stay level. Just stay square. I'm calling for a flop. I don't disagree. I could have felt a little bit of a contact there for sure. So Garcia bringing across the time stripe. Jump stop to Francesi. Now to Ford. Loses the handle. Gets it. Jumper is good off the glass. Those are the kind of shots you got to call. Straight on bank. Here on the right. Circuit to. He zips it over to Easton Bear. Offline, but he's now.
Leho. And Tim Bear. The left Delta right. Back in his way. That is not a charge. Because it was first half against Easton Bear. Instead, Easton. Head to Leho, and it's good off the glass.
Leho's got six.
Delta. Within nine. And
now. He's still kind of limping.
They go to Ford in the left corner. Now kicks it back out to go. With the defenders, spins his way in the lane, shot, he gets the roll.
They backed off on the resistance, giving them the business on that, made them re-
Leho, over to Clay.
Their boys got to get it in there. Get.
Don't stand. Oh. A steal by Seaman, and Leho took him out at the knees. Diving back,
trying to get it out of his mouth, and
just happened to
know about it.
Run into the Seaman. So Aspen with the ball.
I'm on Brett, by the way.
The Ford. Bounces inside to Seaman. He'll lose the handle. He goes out of bounds.
The Aspen's up 31-20 in the third.
Aspen to inbound from underneath their own basket. Let's see on the back
end. They're all moving screens. Send it out of the to carry.
Turnover back.
Aspen turnover.
It's left in the third.
Looking to roll right there. That's definitely moving. I thought that's what it's called. Delta with more movement now. I like this action.
Get up ahead to Garcia.
Turnovers on the night. He'll be going to this. Right there, Gio Seaman. The young team.
They are.
You don't even have it up here. Top more leading. It's a young team.
They've got your seniors graduated.
That was that late 18.
First. It's the second. It's a 12-point advantage for the season.
We've just got to get going, Mark. There's no way we only have 12 point a game. House is not.
But Leho.
And it's called a hold in the post. A hold on Eric Bear.
No,
unheard.
Eric doesn't. Clearly as comfortable as you did last. Just get a couple buckets. As you can see, it's
inbound goes to the left. About no good. And I have a feeling that Easton's going to get a,
you know, looking over the top on that one. I think that's just two on him. Let's see what the call, what the chat, it's three. No. Come on, Easton. I don't know what he's asking. It's like, young man, that's a foul. You know.
So Jordan Frazier getting set to come back in for the Panthers. Garcia drops it off to Ford. Ford to Hurd. Picks it up, steps inside the arc, and brings the 15-footer. Play across the time strike for the Panthers. They Johnson,
out
looking,
yeah,
into there.
Down 14 now. Delta's going to have to put on a little bit of a run. Just one nice pass right there. Backdoor cut by Landon Clay. Eric Bear hit him with a sweet pass. Did not connect on the little one.
So Aspen on the other end of the court now, Garcia. They work it into Seaman. Now back out to Garcia. Runs into Easton Bear. Are they going to call a charge or are they going to call that on East? On Easton. He's got to be totally straight up if he's going to do that. East has got to get rid of this victim mentality. Look, he's a senior. This is what he's got left. You're playing in foul trouble. You got to be smart. You weren't straight up.
So,
Easton not winning that argument.
No, and he's not going to. I realize it's frustration. I mean, I understand it, but the last two, it's like, East, that's just it. That's a foul. You're on the kid's back. You're laying on him, and this one, the kid's making an aggressive move to the ball.
So Jordan Frazier checks into the game for Easton.
15-point game. Wow.
He had made one of the two. And Clay will bring it across the time stripe. Gives it to Leho. Over to Clay. It's to Leho, who's cutting in the lane and over nowhere close. Aspen with the rebound. They try to work inside. Eric Bear with the steal. Lando, Frazier back to Clay. Bring it into Leho, who was cutting, and Aspen came up with the steal. Leho trying to get it back, but Garcia gets it across the time stripe.
You know what? Maybe something happened. You can read it all over during the night. Trying to make something happen for his team.
They get it underneath to Preferred, which is the easy bucket.
Bigs are in trouble, man. Delta's got to have somebody show some leadership. Somebody got to step up. Come on, Chuck. Help him out, bud.
Leno now looking to drive. Kicks it out to Johnson. Chuck in the line. And a timeout. 37-22 Aspen. Two. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
And it is your community newspaper, providing quality since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official and they want to hear from you. Submit your story at deltacountyindependent.com. Check out all the local by visiting the website 870-874-44 Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening. There's sport.
Pitcher and Vaughn, this to him. Delta Heights. 37-22, the lead for Aspen.
Touch got seven now. That's the kind of thing. Get started. Just get something going.
That looks like a walk to me, but it wasn't called. Instead, the officials feel Stephen bounces just a. And then Tuck will bounce it off the forward and out of bounds.
That's a good. Down 15. 2 seconds.
Yeah. Work it into Johnson. Tuck off the glass. No good. Gets the 3. Comes up.
You can feel it. But you can feel Big Mo switch shifting here. Coach is going to come in. He's got, looks like he's been there.
But Eric came up wincing after that. And he's still wincing at the charity strike. He's taking several deep breaths up there. So Bynum and Cryer back in. Then Eric will bring that one. And we'll come in for.
The press monkey's on the floor.
Pass it into Garcia. Next. Holloway. Holloway left elbow. Gets it to Seaman. Back to Holloway. Four. Time at the state, Frazier back at top, and
they're calling it on the floor. I think that'll be Athens 13 foul at the half. Delta's get I like to call Coach in. That's what they need. Coach ready to come in now. Coach might be playing. We'll see if he comes in for Easton. Situational sub.
Yes. I'll stay at work. Nine of the three modern 33 year in order coming in for Easton.
I can feel it shifting. More funny, we just topped up that three, but Delta's making a little run. You can feel it inside.
And again, 15 point lead for Aston. Gives it up to Viner to the line. My company free.
Beat by Ryland. Bynum shoots two more. Peaky. That's like I've been there. Meanwhile, Franchette, he's over here. That's into the first half. He got banged up.
Ryland gets the first one.
Yep. Oh, Delta within 14 here. A little bit at a time.
Just like Coach Ames said. The second, 7 more press from Delta.
4 in a row. 86% from the...
Garcia, Sebastian gets it across. He'll bang it in. And I'll bind him across. Dr. Frazier. Find him left side. This is up.
All right. I like it. Good shot, Shay. Nice little dish from Clayton Cryer right there. Now you got to play some.
Another shot. Fire. Last night, good bat. Tonight is
Big Mo has definitely shifted. This is for Panthers right here. Of course, they're really
fine. He called for.
Jump down. In charge of the night.
I'm been different. Had the actually a lot.
I did look a little bowling.
More for Panthers here. I'm trying to get it across. Team and now with the basketball. Nope, they're going to call Frazier for the foul.
Yeah.
Not in one situation now.
One and one. On the Panthers. 47 seconds left in the third. Aston.
Second foul. Freeze your modern appliance. Rebound Porter. Oh, brings it back.
Another one.
We'll get into Frazier. 10-point lead for us.
That these young kids, they want to win. 10-point game.
He's going to hit the top. I believe that's Girardi, now Holloway with it on the left. Drives the pick. Bynum picks it up. Up ahead. Pryor, stop. 8-point lead for Aston. Left in the half. The quarter. It's Aston Delta 34. Like Delta building some momentum. We're going to take a break. It's a fancy sport. I'm sorry.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make. That means the fresh, crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, fresh, juicy lime, 100% fresh chicken, brown beef. Taco Cells, pasta, art, and plenty. Why in the restaurant? The fresh, juicy, and offer. They take pride in it. It may not be to eat. So let's play Taco Time, open 8 to 8. In Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter? At State Farm. It's very right. Shopping. In your car. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is ready. 70-8620. Surprisingly great auto. Stay like a good neighbor. Stay like a on underwriting requirements.
You're listening. Panthers Sports.
The session to start the final stanza. Mark Hanner and Vaughn Mitchell here with you. 8-point advantage, 234. 117. Call a hold on Aston right here. Right there. Still not in the bonus. That'll be their 16th. I'll get it out of bounds. That's it. They're chipping away. Third foul on Seaman. And an inbound lob to Eric Bear. Eric brushes everybody off.
Got back.
No good.
Back to shooting.
Great pivot move by Eric Bear. Reverse pivot. Looks like Carlos Boozer. His own rebound. And then got pulled back up. It looks like they're trying to tape up Franceschi so they can give him a go. Come on, Eric Bear.
An iron there.
He's one for tonight. He's a difference maker for that team. He's not just their leading scorer. He's their most composed player. Got it. 42-35, Aston. 49 left in the game. More
Delta's in manful now. I like this.
Ford. To. Who's that following?
Delta.
Match up. Not in the 1-1-3. They lost. That's her who gets underneath the bench. Frazier.
I hope we're going to call him for a travel.
That's Brad's fourth turnover of the night. The key turnover. 9-point game. Brett had an open three there. Just now drops it off for Holloway. Benson. Top board. Aston running a little swing O here. Bo Ryan's at the top at I. 47-35 Aston. 25 left in the game. Eric, check for good. I come back. Another assist. Landon. Little Big Bear's got 6 tonight. Garcia loses the handle. Oh, a timeout called by Rob Ames. Meeting with again. I mean, that's a 50-50 ball. Punch over here just called time. They got a quick, probably saved them that possession. 47-37, 10-point game. You can feel it's right on the edge. This is one of those, tip it right here. You got to get some stops. Everybody can see the four. But right here is where it happens. It's the crucible.
There it is.
Top of the key. Takes the three. Oh, I thought he had that. Rebound by Seaman. Be knocked away by Lane. Oh, they're going to say he was out of bounds.
Nice effort by Brett. I like this Delta going, man. Look, I haven't seen him do it this year, at least at home.
No, this is new. I haven't seen it. In an inbound for the... This is a good idea. Sure. Moves it. That might have been a... So, into Seaman. Seaman now backs his way in. Jump is... 57 ass.
Under 6 minutes.
Everyone jumper. Right.
Buck's got
the fifth pair of travel. Cahill going to be called with the foul. It's a reach foul. He's just trying to poke the ball away.
That's just an anticipated call. That's just like touch them. That's just three. That I'll tell you. He makes the 1-1-3 or he pokes that from behind. That's something Fausto used to do for these guys.
I would think. He had drained it.
11-point game, 5:37 left.
Paddles in and out. That's Porter. Now Leho on the dribble drive. They open him up for three. No good. Porter for that rebound. Saves it from an Aspen player. Ford crossover. No good.
Porter's got four defense. There. That's some good stuff. 5 minutes here, Mark. 11-point game. Got Porter on the block. Entry pass. Lefty.
9-point lead for
got it.
Aspen. Poked away. But no, he started it. This is to pull. Blast is scored! Timeout. Bye. Not sure who. The Delta. Right, if you're listening to Delta Fantasy Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a party? Look no further than Spice Cafe. It's a veteran. Before he took over as owner, baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. And cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what a daily special, but anything else quite. Open Wednesday through Sunday, inside the...
Rob said the game plan tonight was one thing, and then guard. And then he said it was rebound. And then he said the next one thing was pass. And then it was score. And that's exactly what Delta's been doing here in the fourth quarter.
Well, thanks.
And so Delta has cut into Aspen's lead. It was as many as 15. Delta's back within 7, 4.5. here in the game. They starting here. Looks like they're going to go back to the 2-2-1 on the press. Yeah.
Gets into Garcia now. Stevenson over to Ford. Ford across. Ford in traffic. And a timeout called by Aspen. We'll take another quick break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting. Seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. That's on Facebook. Everything that's Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All About at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Delta.
Here, Bob Mitchell. Come up to the gig.
Frank. Thanks here for.
But the seven now making a run. I'll hear Lance. So Aspen will go to the line.
That's nine. Delta, Aspen's got seven.
Yeah, come down the...
It's important.
No, the... Yeah. Ryland Bynum started down 17. He hit four in a row, getting hacked. Again, he should...
Yeah. Even hit a bolt. Back... Devin Stripe has it. Steven picks it up. Give me that Holloway. Holloway. To Garcia. Ford now. Ford.
Oh. He's frustrated. That's right. From him. Back this other way. Just to tell you, it's just right in the balance.
It,
you can just feel it. Feels like somebody just at the top of this hill. Ford at the line.
The first of the gap.
That free shooter. That's a good modern appliance company.
So get the set. 10-point lead again for Aspen.
Under 350. Yeah. Hit the half. You're eight.
They're going to call a truck. But the ball is going to be on Tucker.
They called it on Tucker Day. I saw it. I'm not. I think he caught the second move. The official's talking. Look.
So, regardless. It's going to be Aspen at the...
No, not on the offensive foul. I probably won't shoot that.
Regardless, Delta will turn it back over to Aspen. Follow time stretch. It's out of traffic. Who's fall? No travel falls is... Number two, and they're going to throw a travel on Holloway.
19. Delta's got one time and has two timeouts. Here comes Frances. See if they can get minutes-wise, I guess. I know that Coach Park is craving a ball hammer. All right, Delta, let's go. Get him.
Lejo. There. Jumper. Gone. One over Benson.
He's shooting it.
Benson. Up ahead to Benson. See what that. Forward now.
The chasing it, trapping it all over.
Take it out the frame.
He's hobbling bad. Bird. Ford.
Under 3 minutes now. 2:50.
Back out to Francesi. He's going to drive. He's going to run out. Francesi definitely not moving. Fast.
Easton Bear coming back. You got left. Look at difference. It's an 8-point game after that last feathery jumper. But
2:43 left in the game. Francesi at the top. Loses the handle. Get out to Ford. Ford now drives. Jumper just inside the arc. No good. By Easton.
Nice rebound, East.
His brother got an elbow in the gut, and he's just trying to get out of there. Tucker. Clay. Clay. Red. East.
Oh!
And lob it in the Bear. Easton just...
Aspen Hardhead. Never held the pass. Now.
It out. Now Garcia. Garcia. Guarded by. By Aspen, though. Francesi right side. Next to the top. Okay.
Called the. Landon Clay. I think that's going to be 4 on Landon. Is speak here. He's chasing it. Enough for the kid showing. That tennis is on display.
Modern. I'm in the second. 1:43 left in the game. 55-45 Aspen. Tucker to Clay.
Bruce got to go. That's it.
Can't get the 3-ball and rebound by Aspen. And Chesney will bring it across. Over. Oh, they called it travel. Leha is shoved.
They go to the strike. That's good. Chance. Stop. Cop in the 5th foul on Landon Clay. We're in good shape. 52 free throws, make it an 8-point game. Plenty of time. My wife and I, when he played for the Knicks, he never went from nice free throw from Brett.
So what you're saying is
there's a chance. Brett's got...
By the way, that's his fourth.
Can't I go... Fuck up or hobble up as the case is with Franch. Got to get after him, Tuck. 21 turnovers for Aspen. 8. Need a 3-ball. It's Tucker time.
Play it with the basketball. Drops it off. I know, right? Except his dribble, they get it to East. I don't know. Leo drives in again. Baseline. Back out. A 3. No good. Rebound, Eric Bear.
I got a foul.
Is that on Garcia? That is, that's his 4th or 5th. That's his 5th. He just realized he got fouled out of it.
Oh,
So, they want the official paper, but they do. Okay, then Holloway's just waiting here.
37. The Constitution. 12. Holloway's coming in. All right, little Big Bear can hit both of these. That'd make it a 6-point. It's it.
Rebound, Easton. Put that. Put that. Don't do it, but he's going to get five.
Easton with two offensive boards. After it, continue to back the chair. Still.
All the way. Against the rule. Seven. Seaman by Leho. And gets out of it. Forward.
For time. Too much time. You gotta. Got it. Seven. Block. There, guys. I realize you got a lot of people with foul trouble.
Ball.
That right now, the possession arrows with the Aspen. We gotta tie it up. That much. Right there.
Honestly, best case scenario was that from calling it back.
Right. Both teams have one timeout left. About to be in seven possession. Oh. They'll turn it over. You hope they do something stupid with very little elapsing from the clock or again here. I don't know. You got to look. Landon and Easton both have. So your chaser, you know, he's been anyway. By trying to dig it up, get to this other end, Robson stopped it. Time, and you got to remember the basketball clock does not stop. So
it
burns that last time out. That clock's going to run. Go red, guys. Buddy.
Oh, and a fight for it, and a jump ball.
That's the thing, clock, when you're down seven. Other way, get things tied up real quick. Delay is, we should.
Inbound coming from Francesi. And a foul.
That was on. Got it.
What was on Brett Leho?
I think second.
Four.
Three guys on the floor right. Delta's down by seven.
Ford misses off the back iron.
He's missed the front end of both of these or last two where he's been shooting. So he's a little nervous there at the strike. Eight-point game. Here comes Landon.
Drop. Hey-ho. Johnson is going to go out of bounds. Off. They're going to say it was off the Delta. I'm not sure an Aspen player even touched it on the
No, just a pass. Turn. Oh, that's Brett. Now it's down. 11 seconds. Run them.
Okay. Okay. 11 seconds.
down by not or eight. Girardi and Jeff gets and so Girardi will come in for Franceschi, who's very noticeable.
Yeah. All right, 9-point game, 11 seconds left. Got to go.
Can't get it to go. Rebound Asplin. And Delta going to just let
that's going to do it. Looking for that tonight. No doubt about it.
Asplin. 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 Asplin.
They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home. In between, with all the best brands under one roof. Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison. Want everything shop. Delta Ace.
Are you a fan of your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary? Delta can help make your dream. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard. Visit our website.
Is your family community newspaper providing Delta County, and they want to hear from you story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news on the Delta get a website or 874-4874.
Happy and satisfying. Look no further than Five Cafe in Delta. Five Cafe is where it took over. We learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch. The buns and cinnamon. And come from near and far to eat what Five Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily. Five Cafe is Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Five Cafe. We eat. You're listening. Answer.
Out to high school for the post show, Mark, and I'm with you. And it just seemed like Delta was night to night just to bust it.
Yeah, we were pushing the boulder up the hill, Mark. Yeah. We worried. It felt like we could never quite get it there. That's it. I mean, we got down by 17, brought it back to single digits. Run, turn it over, get. And either we turned it over, the free throw, I wasn't expecting that. I was mad how when time. So each team beat the other on their home court, and it's home and away with them. But it's surprising to me tonight. Our guys got to get on the road, get on the big iron wagon, and go to Carl. So. Trip to MoCo.
Yep, and that's where the group match is going to conclude when both the girls and face off with the Bulls. The girls are scheduled to follow at 2, and you can catch all the action with me right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, for tonight's game, Aspen 50-48. Going to wrap things on Mark Cantor along with Vaughn Mitch. Thanks to Delta Panthers Sport.